A message regarding one claiming to have visions. Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 24, 1905. A question has been brought to me concerning the attitude that we should take toward the work of a sister in Germany who claims to have visions. The word given me by the Lord during the past night is that God does not direct his people to look to this sister for counsel. If we should encourage this sister in the work she thinks she is called to do, and in the messages she bears, much confusion would be caused. The Lord has not given her the work of saying what this one shall do and what that one shall do. He says to his people, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." James 1, verse 5 to 7. Teach the people to seek God individually for guidance, to study the Scriptures, and to counsel together, humbly, prayerfully, and with living faith. But do not encourage this sister to think that the Lord has given her messages for the people. The light given me regarding this case is that should this sister be encouraged to think that she has been given messages for others, the result would be disastrous, and the sister would be in danger of losing her own soul. My message to the sister is, walk humbly with God and look to Him for yourself. God has not given you the work of pointing out the duty of others, but you can be a helper if you are a sincere Christian, seeking to encourage others, and not claiming supernatural revelations.